the old bazaar. Hey, you! Let us through. It's a bright new star. Oh, come.
That, of course, is the late Robin Williams as the genie in Disney's Aladdin. You can't even rent Aladdin right now, but you can see it on stage. It's been a Broadway hit, and it's touring now. Michael James Scott plays the genie in the touring production, which I just saw. He joins us in the studio. Welcome, and did you see this movie as a kid?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, I grew up with the brilliance that is Aladdin, and as you grow up, you never forget, you know, the music and,
right.
and the story. It's Aladdin, so yes.
What do you remember about it?
I remember like the very first sort of thing when Robin Williams is like, come closer, oh, too close. For some reason, I just remember that.
Yeah.
And then, I remember, you know, A Friend Like Me.
Mr. Alonzo, what will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order, jot it down.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
But I also, like, I did my first tap solo with A Friend Like Me, so I think that that's probably another big reason why I remember that particular song.
Now, for people who don't know this movie, whoever they are, or this play, you are a magical genie who helps Aladdin become a prince so that he can romance the princess Jasmine. And it is a role where you, like the late Robin Williams, have to talk, sing, change characters very quickly. I want to put you on the spot for a second and just have you give us a little taste of what you have to do in this show. Just, I mean, I'm sure that you know all of your lines and all of your songs, but give me a little bit of one of them. Anyone where you have to go really fast, because I was very impressed by that.
Well, like, if say I'm talking to you right now, and then all of a sudden I would switch to, ladies and gentlemen, now you're here on this game show, and we have to go into this. And then I would switch into something like, hey, y'all, we're here now, here in the lab, we're doing a little banjo band, I'm in the country music. Then I could switch and go into my full Beyonce mode, where I'm giving you a lot of this and that and that. But then I would switch right back into like what the you would think as a genie. So it's kind of, you think about a switch literally like turning the channel, which is kind of fun and exhausting.
I want to listen to a little bit of the genie that many know, and that would of course be Robin Williams. Here he is. He did a lot of improv in the film. Here he is during the song Prince Ali.
He's got 75 golden candles.
Don't they look lovely, June? Fabulous, Harry. I love the feathers. When it comes
so he's making fun of the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, which you don't do.
Yeah, we don't do.
No.
Yeah. So we go into the sort of Fats Waller, you know, Cab Calloway feel, which it has more that more jazzy kind of a thing, you know. So this was for it to really feel like a parade, you know, of costumes and scenery. And as you'll see in the show, our ensemble changes 4 times during this number.
Right.
Which
right.
is insane. And they all come, you know, and then and what it's sort of representing is that, like, it's a different part of the parade. And I love this particular feel that we have in the show because that old school, you know, hey, clear the way. It's such a throwback. It almost makes people a little bit surprised when they see and hear it because it's so different. The sound is so different. But this is kind of what it was originally intended to sort of be, is to have that old big band, you know, feeling.
What's your favorite song to sing in that show?
Gosh. I think... There are two moments for me. There's a new song that was written for the show called Somebody's Got Your Back, and it's in the second act, and it's with the genie and Aladdin and with Aladdin's friends.
How does that go?
And it goes, ain't it great to know somebody's got your back? Like, it has a very soft shoe kind of a feel, and I love to sing it. I love to sing it. And I also love A Whole New World, of course. I don't get to sing it. I sing it at the very end. I sing a little snippet, and I love singing it because it's just such a fun thing. You know, when you come out and you're, a whole new world, that's where I'll be. It's just such a, it's a beautiful moment. It's sort of, it's just an open feeling
yeah.
to get to do that.
Do you improvise a lot?
Yeah, I get to improvise a bit. And we kind of cater it for each, you know, city that we're in, which is kind of fun and mm-hmm. give some specific things for that city, which is...
When you were in Australia as the genie, you used to pull out some Vegemite.
I did. I pulled out Vegemite out of my pocket, which, of course, the Aussies loved. And that was... It got a really, really big reaction and really big response, which is really fun.
Now, this is a role that you have played many times, including in Australia. And you're about to go play the same role in London.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I never would have...
Is that because you love it or because they love you doing it?
Well, I think it's probably maybe a little bit of both. Uh-huh. I mean, I love doing it, and the opportunities have been, they have been continuing to come, which is incredible and such a gift. And I'm beyond thankful to the Disney team to sort of put me as, you know, kind of an international genie, which is kind of, I never, ever, ever expected and even imagined, to be honest with you.
Do the audiences in these different countries respond differently?
Yes and no. They all have the same love for it. You know, it's kind of like how, you know, music is a universal language. I feel like Aladdin is like the universal show, you know, where people just love it so much and they want to love it. They want to love you, you know, and as the genie, I mean, you know, as an actor, like, that's kind of really cool that the audiences want to love you, you know. So I think that the love is the same everywhere. The differences are just sort of how the jokes land and where people laugh, which is always great for me as an actor to learn, and such a great learning experience because it's so different in every country.
You've also been on Broadway. You originated the Maggots guy in the hugely popular The Book of Mormon.
I did,
Who
yes.
is the Maggots guy?
My mother is very proud. The doctor. He's actually the doctor. But he sings about having that in his... He sings about having maggots in his...
Can you do it for us?
Am I allowed to actually say it?
Go do it. Do it. We can bleep it. I think you can probably say that. Okay. And then I want to ask you about another role.
Yeah.
You were the minstrel in Something Rotten.
Yes.
And we have some of you singing Welcome to the Renaissance.
Oh! Welcome to the Renaissance, with poets, painters, and bon vivants, and merry minstrels who stroll the streets of London, strumming their lutes
in puffy pants and pointy leather boots.
Welcome to the Renaissance, where we ooh and ah you with zombies. We're so pro.
You want to complete the song for us? Go for it.
Yes. With much ado, welcome to the Renaissance, where everything is new.
What do you like doing the most, by the way? Because you have to sing, you have to act, and you have to dance.
Oh gosh. I mean, I love them all. I truly grew up singing in church. So singing was the first thing that I did. And I say this all the time, but my mother said I sang before I spoke. Mm-hmm. So singing it's just within me. And I come from a family with lots of music around. So singing is amazing, but there is no feeling like dancing though, too. You know, like when you get a big dance number to get to really like, do you know what I mean? My inspiration is like Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, mm-hmm. Ben Vereen, Sammy Davis. Like those cats are like, that's everything for me. So to be able to get to dance that as well, I don't know. There's something about it that I love, and it feels so freeing to get to do.
Do you prefer to tour or to do this on Broadway or in one place?
Oh, gosh. I love it all. You know, it's different when you're on Broadway because it feels a little bit like, you know, because you have your life and you're going to work. And, you know, it's weird because when I say work, I never ever thought that I would be going to work to be doing a show. Mm-hmm. So it feels strange when you're sort of like in New York, because that is, it's like you go and you sleep and then you go to work, you know. But on the road is different. It feels a little bit like you're on a vacation. You know, you kind of get to hang out with a bunch of, your family is basically around you all of time. You know, your whole cast and the crew, like we're all together all the time. So it feels like a fun little vacation.
How long do you want to keep being the genie?
I'll be the genie as long as I can do it. As long as my body will let me do it. Good Lord. But I love it. And, you know, when you play the genie, if you're having a bad day and you come in to play the genie, it's the best medicine for you to get rid of all of that and get to come in and play a character with so much light.
Michael James Scott, before we let you go, I am going to ask you to sing something from Aladdin for us. I tried a few times. It didn't work, but now I'm going to directly ask you to sing.
All right. All right. All right. All right. Wah, wah, wah. Ooh, wah. Wah, wah, wah. No, no. Wah, wah, wah. Ha, ha, ha. Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Scheherazade had 1,000 tales. Well, master, you're in luck. Because up your sleeve, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. Some heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo and how. See, all you got to do is rub that lamp.
It's Michael James Scott, who stars as the genie in the touring production of Aladdin. We've got more information on the show at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, now, now. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yes, sir. We pride ourselves on service. But you the boss, the king, the shah. Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. How about a little more baklava?